Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend Casey Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet we power. As the deer panteth for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend Casey Williams.
You're gonna better be active. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Have a seat in God's presence. Celebrate the choir, the Prince of Praise. Celebrate the Prince of Praise. Emmanuel. You know you should write. Emmanuel. It means God is with us. Emmanuel, 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 your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. This morning your word falls upon the good ones of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Not the sound of my voice. Clarity is given. Questions are answered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So for the past 2 weeks now, we have been on the subject we call Gospel Uncensored. Hallelujah. I say Gospel Uncensored. Go with it. By the way, I bring you greetings from my spiritual father, Reverend Peter Ayo Alabi. Come on. You see, there's a mistake. You don't call that name and you sit down. It's an insult on anointing. I say, I bring you greetings from my spiritual father, Reverend Peter Ayo Alabi. Glory to God. And he said something nice. He said, I'm watching you guys. You're doing an amazing job. He said, don't relent. Don't relent. And particularly, I think, what is it about? Oh, but last week, Papa saw a musician on Facebook. He said, wow, is this one of the guys? I said, yes, he's amazing. He's amazing. Just like dogs, he's amazing. Amazing. Glory to God. So, Papa have blue. Glory to God. Are you still here? You can have a seat in God's presence. Thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. Before I begin to preach, I want to just begin to teach you some certain things you have to learn to do. You see, when your pastor walks into the church, it is honorable that you stand up everybody. Did you hear that? I said I went for school ministry. I just came back. I'll be teaching some certain things we're taught. Because it's not just your pastor that walked into the service. He walked in with the angels of the church and his own ministry angels. Am I communicating? It's just a kiss of honor. But don't mind the angels, mind your pastor. Do you get that? Because in hierarchy, your pastor is actually higher than the angels. Do you hear that? So don't honor me now because I said the angels follow me. No. Honor me because I am your good shepherd. Go with the God. See, when my papa calls you good shepherd, that means I'm a good shepherd. Yesterday, I was with him. I was kneeling in his presence and he was talking to me. At the point, he said, the good shepherd. I said, amen. There's something called holy timidity. Some of you are too bold, and that boldness will kill you. See, once I see my father, I begin to fidget, like I'm shaking. I don't know what causes that. He said, the good shepherd. I was kneeling down there, I was shaking. I said, amen. He said, I'm not praying for you. Is that not your name? I forgot that I'm called the good shepherd. Oh, but come on now, I'm the good shepherd. I said, I'm the good shepherd. You can put a clap to that. I said, I'm the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know yet, but you know. So let's begin to teach. By the way, has the season been an awesome one? Has it been awesome? See, when we teach about prosperity, teach about purpose and all of that, those things are good. But see, the main focal point of the scripture is salvation. And you have to know, that's why we're teaching these things on salvation. I learn, I unlearn, and I relearn. Thank you, Father. So I begin to teach that. So the most mistake people make is the assumption that Jesus is the better version of God. Which away with it. The most mistake most Christians
is where make is that they assume that Jesus is a better version of God, or in other words, is an improved version of God. That God is a wicked guy, then Jesus is the one who is the good guy. I mean, that's a heretic person. Or people also think that God changed to give us the New Testament. No, God didn't change to give us the New Testament. Rather, God revealed himself in the form of a man. Are you catching that? So what this implies is that Jesus and God is the same. And by extension, just to make you understand better, Jesus is God by existing and Savior by assignment. I say that again. You have to write it down. I say Jesus is God by existing and Savior by assignment. Just as PB is a campus pastor by existing and an MD, which means music director by what? Assignment. So when you see him function in the capacity of an MD music director, it will be out of place for you not to associate the fact that he's a campus pastor with him. The people who say that Jesus and God is not the same, they're making a mistake. I say it again. Jesus is God by existence and Savior by assignment. You see, people who have this conflicting personality of God are people who begin to say things, sing songs like, "Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered." Have you heard that song before? "Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. O Lord, my God, arise." Hallelujah. Now, why that song is not actually wrong, but the mindset which you sing that song could be wrong. Have you noticed that nobody sings, "Arise, Jesus, and your enemies be scattered"? There are some certain things that are not just okay with Jesus' name, but it's okay with God's name. Aha, I just got back. You should get what I'm saying now. Hallelujah. Did you catch that? You can say, "Jesus Christ, come and consume my enemy." But you can say, "God, consume my enemies." That's because the personality they put on God was such a conflicting one that people use God to do anything they wanted to do with him. But is God and Jesus the same? Say, "Yes, sir." No, better to say, "Yes, dad." The confessions has to be repeated. So some of you don't know I'm your father. The more you say it, the more I become your father. And the things you're supposed to get from your by the way, not the way I sit there, you will sit long. Hallelujah. If God said to me that your punishment will start counting, no, your punishment, yeah, it's of course the punishment, it will start counting from January. So you sit long. Hallelujah. Where's Chris? Chris, come. Come. I stand for me. You see that? Yeah. Can you buy my seat? Is it God so? God told me something about Chris. I was praying 2 days ago and God said something about it. He's actually a man of God who has been distracted. And I remember the first time I saw Chris, I saw him actually preaching. Because he got into the wrong company. Now he's doing Yahoo small. I'm joking. You will see that. You always see that with him. Man of God, you have to see them all the time. Anyway, I'm going to teach you ushers. See, when you're standing, you should actually be sitting now. Sit. Sit at the that bench. Yeah, sit. See there. Yes, usher. Who is that? Jay, alright. See that. Please, can you let me make way for you? Yeah, see them. You can take the seat over there. See there. Usher again, come. Sit over there. Yes, usher, come. You just stand at the edge of the ocean. Stand over here. That ocean there? You can see. Mama, come stand over there at the edge. You have a piece of seat? There's room. You can sit over there. Yeah, usher, come. You don't want official people coming in? Sit over there. Sit at the chair. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, don't face us now. What's that? Hallelujah. So next time, this is how you stand. In fact, you're supposed to sit down there. Okay? Now, every 20 minutes, you stand up for 5 minutes. You sit down over again. All right? Yeah, I will teach you ministry. Glory to God. Because why? I just got back. Where do we stop? Where do we stop? Pay attention. Where do we stop? I didn't hear you. And you're doing the exam. You say what? Jesus, I've passed that place now. That's where I am. Glory to God. I used to hear. My papa will finish preaching for yesterday. We sat for 6 hours. What's up, Pastor Dede? You've not seen anything yet. 6 good hours. We being taught the word of God. My papa said, nobody should stand up and get beat. Say, you can't hold your peace. How can you hold your peace? Don't leave me. He didn't say that. I said that one. Hallelujah. Go with the God. By the way, let me confess. There are many things I've been saying in church. I said, my papa said, he didn't say, but he said all of them yesterday. So he said in advance. Go with, so I'm free to say, my papa said, are you still here? But don't say I say what I've not said. Don't carry my grace. Hallelujah. Are you still here? So the perception there, you know, when they say God arise, they can't say that to Jesus arise and kill my enemy. But by the way, God actually does arise. And his enemy scatters. My communication. God actually does arise. And what? His enemies what? Scatters. For the last time I said it again, God actually does arise. And what? His enemies scattered. So the worst thing you do for yourself is to become an enemy of God. Because once he arises, his enemies scattered. But you can't send God. You can't kill your enemy. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Thank you, Father. I say, thank you, Father. Are you still here? Say, yes, Dad. The answer starts to your boss. The answer starts to your dad. Say, yes, Dad. That's more like it. Glory to God. I said again, God didn't change to bring the New Testament. God actually himself. So God is the New Testament. He said, yes, sir. Now correct me. Say, I hear that. You'll be correcting yourself throughout the service to the glory to God. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? God revealed himself. So for someone to reveal himself, that means he has been undercover. Now, this is not necessary that God was covering himself, but people's eyes were covered. And once your eyes is covered, now, what I mean by cover is, it's not like necessary that they put something over the eyes, but what they are seeing is not what they're supposed to be seeing. Have you ever hallucinated before? Maybe at night, you were taken by fear and you just woke up at night and you saw your trousers, the one you put when you got back from wherever you went to, and he's now hanging at your door, swinging at you. Has it happened to you before? Eh? No. It will happen. Or even your clothes, begin to look at your clothes, just become something else. Begin to tell you, come. Hallelujah. You see, that what you are seeing then is not real. But is there a truth there? Yes. So that means that it could take a form of what is not even existing. In the Old Testament, God didn't reveal himself. Men interpreted God. So then in the New Testament, he revealed himself. In what? In Christ Jesus. Yes, sir. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, and he begins to say, and God, who at sundry time and in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. I come again. Say, God, who had in sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he has made the world. In verse 3, he said, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of God. So Jesus is the express image of God. Do you hear that? Jesus is the express image of God. That means that nobody ever saw God. Whatever they saw of God was just an imagination of them. However, there's nothing wrong with shadows. Because shadows only depict or validate the fact that the substance is around. You guys are not getting me right. I say it again. The shadows you see, can you see my shadow right now? You can't see a shadow of what is not present. I'm heading somewhere with this. You can't see a shadow of what is not present. So what this means is that all in the Old Testament, the shadows the children of Israel saw validate the fact that Jesus was teaching right now. So Jesus is not a new school. Jesus is not an old school. Jesus is the school. It's on right now. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Don't bring my peace. and the Word was God. What this means is that before God said, let there be, there has been. Did you get that? Before God said, let there be, there what? Has been. The people who say that asking who created God, then that's the question that will run you mad very soon. Because if you ask who created God, you should also ask who created the person that created God. And if you have to answer me again, who created the person that created the person that created the person that created the person, before you know you've run mad. So God is not created, God happened. And that's why it's called God. He just happened. You still here? Thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. He said, talking about shadows. Shadows is existing and sometimes is around. So Jesus has been around ever since. Hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong with shadows. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10, 1, if I'm right, it said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comer there unto perfect. He said, the shadow of good things to come. The shadow of what? Good things to come. So when Moses saw him as a burning bush, he wasn't the burning bush. Am I communicating? It was a shadow. Are you here? But that shows that he has been around. Right? Don't forget, if you forget anything this morning, don't forget I said that shadow typifies or validates that what the original container is around. Whenever you see a shadow, I don't see something wrong. Go still one bed. Hallelujah. If you don't get the translation, leave it like that. Hallelujah. And Jesus is not a good. You see. Be careful. Jesus is not a ghost. Because a ghost is not alive. Do you hear that? Jesus is not a ghost. So where is the Holy Ghost? Listen. The ghost there simply means he's no more in a container. Alright? It's not like the normal man that dies, then you saw his ghost. Hallelujah. So it's not like the one walking up and down. That is now holy because he's not doing evil. No. He's the Holy Ghost because he's holy in context as a person. Oh, Jesus. He can get me at home. Jesus' name. He's alive. I say he's alive. Oh, come on. I say he's alive. Jesus is alive. I say he's alive. He's alive in me. Go with the God. Say, neighbor. Jesus has been around. I preach to someone and say, neighbor, Jesus has been around. Oh, sing Emmanuel. 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 You can lift your hands and sing it there. Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. I hope you understand that when this statement was made, it's actually a statement that cancels time. He has been with us, time in memory. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Jesus has been around. In John chapter 8, let me show you this. John chapter 8, verse 51. 8:51. The Bible begins to say, very, very, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. You see, there was some certain things Jesus said when he was in his earthly ministry that actually got people angry, and this was part of them. It challenged their thoughts. That's why I said to you, throughout the series of this gospel censor, that this I'm going to say that will challenge your thought. Just be patient. Jesus begins to say to them that if any man keep my words, keep my saying, he shall never see them. They were actually taken aback. They were angry. And they said unto him, and said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou art a devil. Are you seeing that? That thou art a devil? Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of them. So they were angry. You're bastardizing the things we know of God. You're bastardizing our theology. Jesus smiled them. They said, how can you say that if you know me, if you keep my word? Abraham kept my word. Why, how come he's dead? They didn't understand. He was not talking about the natural death. He was talking about what the spiritual death. Hear me? Your body will die. But your spirit man live forever. Am I communicating? But by result of what we know in Christ Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost inside of us, we determine when this body should die. Am I communicating? You determine when you should die. A believer should not die untimely. I don't say cannot, because some of you kill yourself by yourself. Like when I taught you some weeks ago, during the wisdom for financial prosperity or whatever, financing, I said, saving what you're saving, you will die. This is what you are saving. And that's why you don't give in church. You are saving. Your friend send you 10K. You save 9,500 there. Is it, I mean, you're saving money to buy a casket or what? You see, a believer must live a life of faith. Am I communicating? I'm not so saying that you should give all your money to church. Yes, if God said do, you do. Hear me. Let me say this to you. The day I will open my mouth and tell you to empty your bank account for the gospel, better do it. Because you know I'm not chasing your money, I'm not manipulating. Or am I? Hear me. The days I begin to do some things that are not custom to me, better be the most highly sensitive person here in such a meeting. Are you still here? Don't worry, I'm not about to ask you to empty your bank account. Hallelujah. But some of you are going to do it by the end of this year. I was expecting to hear amen, Dad. That is still very slow. Say amen, Dad. What is coming for you next year? You yourself don't believe it. If it happened for someone else, you said the person did ritual. Did you hear me? If what is about to come on you for next year, 2022, I'm not saying this to get you excited. I'm not preaching. I'm not a guest minister here. I will be here all throughout 2022. You will see me. I will see you. You know, it's a guest minister. I'll go to church and tell them, you see, in the next 3 days, you buy hammer. No, you will hammer and you will not buy hammer. 3 years later, I'm being the guest minister again. And even the church itself, I have no hammer. They don't want one person buying hammer. Hallelujah. Are you here? So we'll give like mad people here. Are you still here? You see, you should be ending your year with asking Father, what more can we do? We'll get at that. We'll get at that. Are you still here? Are you still here? You can't be talking to me. I'm not your boss. I say, are you still here? And in verse 2 of that chapter 1, in Hebrews chapter 1, in verse 2, he said, he has in time past spoken unto us by his Son. Unto us by his Son. And whom he has appointed heirs of all things, by whom also we have made, he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. In other words, whatever you saw of the Old Testament, what has to be a shadow. But anyways, shadow is not bad. It is just an indication that the real thing is what? Around the corner. And in chapter 10, verse 1, I said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the commandment unto perfect. Which also means that the law itself is a shadow of grace. Did you hear me? The law is a shadow of grace. So it now makes no sense that you go to do your wedding on your wedding day. No, there's so much lightning in that state. Then your husband's shadow was showing. Now say, put the ring in your husband's hand. Now leave your husband. He soft hand and go to the shadow and begin to look for his hand. Funny enough, you won't see the hand to put. If you put the ring, it will fall. Did you hear that? Any effort you make in putting the ring in that shadow hand will fall to the ground. That's a stronger hand now. So anything you try to do to gain salvation, it's like trying to put the ring on the shadow. You know, it will look as if it's fitting. My communication? At first, it looks as if it would fit it. But leave your hand off it. If you walk by the law, you have to sustain by the law. But guess what? You can never do that. You can never do that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So in verse 12 of that chapter, just about 8, remember that, right? Are you there? In verse 2, then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou art the devil, Abraham is dead, and the prophet said that if a man may keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Verse 23, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom maketh thou thyself? They were angry. Because they assumed, they said the blasphemous thing. By saying, if anyone believe in him and do what he says, you never see that. Verse 51. You see, I've been reading and studying how Jesus responds to criticism, how he handled life circumstances in his own time. He talks in a calm way. So I'm learning to be calm. Verse 54. And Jesus answered. See, they called him a devil, right? He answered. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honored me, of whom you say that he is your God. Jesus did not pay attention to the insults. He kept on preaching what he was saying. I don't know, this is for someone here. You see, you are used to responding to people. Anytime they just call your name somewhere, you respond. No, focus. This is how the point I'm thinking, but you have to focus. Stop responding. Am I communicating right now? In verse 25, yet you have not known him, but I know him. And I should say, I know him not. I shall be a liar unto you, but I know him, and he keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast not seen Abraham. The conversation going on, they were talking in the earthly realm, he was talking in the spirit. Okay, you are not even 50. And you are saying that you know Abraham. No. Then they said that we who are talking, we don't even know Abraham in person. In flesh. We only read about him, about what was communicated to us about him. And in the next verse, and Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, before Abraham, I am. Before Abraham, I am. Do you remember where that came from? When Moses walked into the bush, and the bush began to burn, and he asked, who are you, Lord? He said, I am that I am. That means that I am is enough, right? That I am. It means that I am who has always been. It seems like a Bible school right now. I am. And I have been. So it is you who have not seen me in a way you understand. Are you catching this right now? God has been around. I say God has been around. Maybe I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Which are in a moment. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are Jesus, he is of me, and all to you we lift our hands to pray. You are Jesus, he is of me. Sing it one more time. Don't shout. For you are good, and you are the. You are Jesus, you are Jesus, inside of me. Zipono koto kola dati, and on to you, we lift our hearts to pray. You are Hear me. You see, we are in the New Testament, but that some certain things was not joking. You see, Moses saw a type. He saw a shadow. But his reverence for that shadow is still symbolic to today. And he said, when he saw it, he removed his shoes. See, for he is a holy land. But the shadow you are seeing might communicate him. For here right now, he lives inside of us. He lives inside of us. There are some certain words you don't receive sitting down. I said, he lives inside of us. He lives inside of me. I want you to get the right of this. I said, he lives inside of me. You see, that's what I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you. That's the starting thing you see. You know, I've been trying to teach you ministry for the Wednesdays, but he said I've been coming up. I haven't been told what to do. That's the starting thing you must learn to do on your own accord, even if you don't say anything in the scripture. You don't talk about the power of God seated. You don't talk about the magnificence of God seated. Am I communicating? You don't receive prophecy seated. The angels will honor you. Yes, it's not enough. Yes, is the way to go. Am I communicating? See, no, katalambano means to receive, to lay hold. You are laying hold of what is in contention. The angel of God comes in a service with a blessing for the service. It is those who stretch their hands to take it that will take it. Look at how far you are. He sees how hungry you are to take it. My communicate right now. The angel of God is already in this place right now. I feel so strongly. They are here this morning. I can feel it strongly. How to welcome the angels? Not only welcome, they always say, how to avoid their prayer is to talk in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, talk in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. You can talk in the Holy Ghost right now. And all to you, we lift our hands to pray. You are Jesus. He is of me. Thank you, Father. Have a seat in God's presence. Like I said before, the Lord was grace in disguise. The Lord was grace. Let me explain that to you. I'm still going to come to that later part in Hebrews chapter 10. You see, look up here. Now, some of you who don't understand grace are people who fight grace. People who have not sat down to give God that those who size the great gospel, who have never sat down to study the gospel. Let me teach you right now. In the Old Testament, it was not even works that kept them. What kept them is obedience to do the law that was given. My communicating. Say that one more time. In the Old Testament, under the law, it was not works, it was not doings that made them righteous. What made them righteous is their ability to do what they were told to do. What they were told to do is to offer sin offerings. Hear me. You don't offer sin offering if you are sinless. I'll draw the mind. Did you hear what I just said now? You don't offer sin offering if you are sinless. I just come ahead. Hallelujah. So, this time, the Jewish calendar starts on September. So this is September. He kills animal for his sin. What sin is he killing for? If he saved for the future sin, you're right. If you save for the past sin, you're still right. But let's assume he killed for the future sin. That means he believed that he would sin. If he killed for the past sins, that means he knows he sinned. Am I communicating? So they say now he didn't sin before. He now killed for his future sins. Now he began to walk. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, then September. If he didn't sin, he won't have the need again to do another sin offering. Catch what I'm saying right now. I tell you, goodness, the law was a shadow of grace. The difference is that this one came with a better promise. Because the mediator is not Moses, but Jesus Christ himself. Oh, come on, if you want to clap, you can clap right now. So the high priest, you're going to preach with me this morning. The high priest is no more Aaron. Because Aaron had to offer for his own sins before he can go to atone for the sins of other people. Because he himself knows he's not righteous by his own works. Oh, but we have a better high priest in the person of Jesus Christ. And this time he didn't do one every year. He did this once and for all. Glory to God. He did once and for all. That should cause some rejoicing in this atmosphere right now. He said, people who are sitting down are people who have not gotten it yet. As he did it once and for all. Glory to God. Yeah, keep standing. What this means by implication is that he has leveled us. If not, then go there for finishers. Lamb for don't finish. You don't get me. One man will just pack all the lambs of the world and keep to himself. Will not be suffering to, will not be suffering brokenness for them. And no ram. Because you will need money to purchase ram. To purchase your sins out of yourself. Oh, but Jesus came and he swapped his MasterCard. Yeah. You hear me? When Jesus swapped his MasterCard, because he's a master, the card was not declined. It was approved. I say it was approved. And we were purchased. Say we were purchased. We're purchased by his blood. You hear me? Hear me? You know, in the Old Testament, it was supposed to be every year, right? Let me show you again. Keep standing. You want to stand with me this one? I mean, see how he feels to stand, but we'll preach. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1 again. For the Lord having a shadow of good things to come, but not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually, make the common year unto perfect. So they said they know this thing did not work. So Jesus came, he said, another covenant will I bring on a better promise. See here, if the issue about making heaven is about salvation, forget it, you have made it. Did you hear that now? Have you seen the gospel? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Let me show that. Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews 10. Didn't have it here before. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh, thank you, Baba. Oh, she had never taken it again. Lines of hope. Men take her though. Ever lick it to young. Man, they. Hebrews chapter 10, are you there? Wait for me, please. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Together, everybody, from verse 1, once again, everybody. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshiper once purged should have no more conscience of sin. What this means is that if truly the blood of animals cleanses sin, then it should have been done once and what for. By the way, even Babala, if one of the 20 ways for you, that once he could do it. Don't they come and renew every year? He has come in you. How do I have been told? Where they go? See, when I say I'm a good shepherd, I'm not just saying that in context that I pastor people. I pastor larger people than you can even imagine. At the point I said, now I know why God sent me to this town. Because so many pastors are in churches, but they are not pastoring their people. But I was kind of being scared to cannot pastor people. But now God said to me, and my God said to me, and my papa confirmed me, he said, he sent you to the land where God has sent you. Because sometimes the shepherds who are there might not understand what it means to shepherd. And you will be doing the father no good to now be closing your eyes to the flocks of God. The going astray. I'm open. I can pass anybody. It might not be under my ministry. It might not be under here. But I'll pass to my father. Are you still here? Are you still here? In verse 3. For the end of those sacrifices, there's remembrance made again of sin every year. See, what this means is that stop that nonsense you're doing. Father, forgive me all my sins. A man who is saved. Even in the Old Testament, they did that just once in a year. For you, you did that per second bidding. This morning, Father, forgive me all my sins. Can you remember last week? I almost ran mad. Forgive my sins. You don't go to the throne of mercy asking God, please forgive me. No, you thank Him because you are forgiven. See, asking God to forgive you of a sin He commit is a revelation that you've not understood that you are forgiven. I don't care how you want to take it. This is God's word. Nonsense. So the believers don't ask for forgiveness. We thank God for forgiveness, then take our life seriously and say, I will not repeat this one again. I still do it again. Tell Him again that I won't do it. And some of you, it is not the discipline you are trying to do that will take you out of certain sins you are committing. It's growth that will happen for you. Some of you are broke. That's why you're committing to certain sins. When wealth comes to you, you will feel insulted to committing to certain sins. What still make you happy now is going to club, driving. You've not found purpose yet. I thought they were coming back yesterday. We just blasting some. So at the point, he told me, I never knew what it meant to be busy before. The way you're telling me that, yeah, you can't be busy, you can't be any less busy in life. Now I know it. My communicator. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read that. But in those sacrifices, remembers me again, made of sin every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Look me right down. He has been there. It's not possible that the blood of goats and, but guess what? Hear me. Guess what? The Bible said it never took away sin. What it means is that grace kept them. And hear me. I hope you understand that the law was given to the children of Israel exclusively. They were all that nation that existed then. Yahweh. There was the children of Israel. It's actually a nation. Israel is actually Jacob, right? Jacob or Isaac? Jacob, yeah, you say Jacob. His sons, Israel. They formed a nation. So the law was given to them. But here, in the Bible indoctrination, we have. When the Bible talks to children of Israel, God singled them out to reference to the world in general. When Jesus came, He didn't say, for my grace that bringeth salvation has appeared to children of Israel. He said, has appeared to the whole world. Am I communicating? I have to say this because in the Old Testament, there were other nations that were existing that are not just children of Israel. Because if they were only Israel that were existing, who did they fight against? You have the Philistines, you have the Amalekites, you have the Jebusites, who have many of them. They were not under the law. But the law was under them. The truth is that whether you're under the law or not in the Old Testament, believe, faith in Jesus Christ is what saves you. And Abraham believed God. And it was counted for him for righteousness. I've never seen any place in the scripture. I've read the scripture more than 9 times now. I've never seen any place in the scripture that said, and Abraham did a certain thing or kept the law and he was counted for righteousness. See, he believed in God. You still here? Thank you, Jesus. In those days, their sin was suspended. I do my sin offering here, September. The next year, September, I'm living like a man who had no sin. I'm moving around. You know, some of it. With all full boldness. But we are going in Christ Jesus right now. We're not moving around recklessly. We are moving with the consciousness of God's seed inside of us. I'm not going to come to any part of this teaching. Maybe by next week. You will now understand why a believer should live a life which is holy. It's not because we are scared of hellfire. It's when see, Jesus went to hell, dusted that place, and came out victorious. You didn't hear me? Jesus took our sin. He became sin. Him who knew no sin. He went to hell because the wages of sin is death. He died. He went to hell in our place. Hear me. God did not overpower the devil. God fulfilled the law. He died the death he was supposed to die. He paid the ultimate price, which is death. And he went into hell, conquered the devil, and he came out victorious. The Papa said this in the company. He said, Jesus Christ came out from hell. Imagine. Don't just say, I just got back. The way they come from hell, man. Just got back from hell. Keep your friend home. Your friend, mom. Just got back. Say, from where? From hell. I should show you the kind of God that you have. A man who came from hell. Like he went there, destroyed hell, and came out. See, hear me? The destruction of hell he went to do was not on his behalf. He went to deal with the devil and to warn him. Let me. Come on, I do that. I look at if you want. I don't know who. So he came to warn the devil. I don't know who to use now. But the solution can be powerful. I won't use him. He's already on hospice. Hallelujah. He get words there now. So I would have used him before, but I won't use him. Glory to God. One comedian said that. He said, what is he paying him? Because he's not actually looking. He's very ugly. Yeah, let's say that. Right. So, the one he's paying him is that his pastor then. He's normally using for example. But it's not the example that he's paying him, that he's had a pastor using for example. Like, he doesn't put for example. Say, you are devil. He's paying him. So, like, you know, some other people say, for example, you are the devil. So, please, try my fine person so that your children will not be used as devil in school for drama. Glory to God. Are you here? Said, are you here? Somebody must play that character. Hallelujah. I've told you before, there's something called good looking people's privileges. Told you right? You don't understand me, sir. I told you right? Good looking people's privileges. If you're not enjoying it, please try it for grace so you enjoy it. And by the way, if your face is not looking so fine, please let your body look fine. My communication. Please digression, but very key. You understand? Your brother, you are too lanky. Please begin to gym. You can't be looking like lizard. Hallelujah. Gym to the glory. But if you are short, please don't gym. You will not be round. Hallelujah. When you bend down, that someone can kick you. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Listen, if you are short, don't in your life wear things that are vertical. Wear long things. Don't know fashion this. Yeah, sure, you're not wearing yellow. Very obvious. You should hide. Hallelujah. How do some people say for in short? How do they say in short? Like they're talking about saying in short, they say in me. That's bad. I forgot where I was. Where was that? Actually, man, where was I? Huh? Go back from here. The last piece I said to man, you are what? Glory to God. It has gone. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Huh? The devil. Come to the devil. Thank you, Father. Are you still here? If you don't know where you are, let's go back to the scripture. You tell us who we are. Thank you, Father. And you do that all the time. When you are in your life, when you see crisis in your life, what do? Come back to the scripture. Did you hear that? Let me digress a bit again. You see, that thought was so powerfully. He said to us that his peace at home. When someone just asks them, how are you? They don't say I'm fine. See, fine is not for the believers. I'm blessed. See, 2022 is a year of instruction. Yeah, I will teach you. You will live well. Because I discovered that no matter the amount of prophecy that comes to you, if you do not know how to live well, you will not enjoy those things. You know, some people say nonsense when I was away. It's the devil that is fighting them, strongholds of the devil. I've told you, God I beg is not a faith confession. You want to say, just God I beg, God I beg is not faith confession. So when someone says, you see, I've been watching these things, but I use excellent. How are you, sir? I'm excellent. So how are you? You can say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. How are you? Because a blessed man is a fine man. You know, you can be fine and not be blessed. They didn't tell you, I'm writing it. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. See, you don't see that with the prophecy. I say, I'm blessed. That's the way to go. You see, this is what I teach you now. Begin to write it down to teach your kids. And how to teach your kids? Begin to teach people who are just subordinate to you right now. Those people who listen to you, turn them to your kids. My communicating. It's going to be easy. Imagine your house, someone just call on the phone. Say, let me talk to Tara. He takes the phone to Tara. Tara, the man say, how are you, Tara? I say, I'm blessed. Yeah, I say, How many of you saw my baby yesterday? Yesterday? You went for the name ceremony. I'll see you after service. If you need to go, I'll see you after service. If you need to go. You really go. I told you I'm grasping that baby. If you love me, love that baby too. Come, glory be to God. Be in God's presence. And in verse 4, here, say, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. So that means that whatever they were doing before was not taking sin away, neither. Are you here? In verse 5, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offerings, thou wouldest not. But a body has thou prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifice of sin, that has no pleasure. Then said I, look, I come in the volume of books. It has his reason to do the will of God. In other words, he said, I've come to fulfill thy words. In verse 8, above when he said, sacrifice and offering, burnt offering and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither has thou pleasure therefore, which are offered by the law. Then said, hello, I come to do that will, oh God. He taketh away the first. Are you there? That he may establish the second. What was the first? The law. What was the second? Grace. That the law came through the angels, through the hands of Moses. And guess what? The first man that took the law was the one to break the whole law. Literally. Remember, right? When the angel was giving the law in two tablets of stone. When he got down there, the very first commandment was what he actually did. Thou shalt not serve another God apart from me. Right? So when he got there, his subordinate Aaron, his associate pastor, should be very careful to run with the vision of the past. But true vision will cause a division. What will happen then? If Aaron has been made calm and no one will take the place of leadership, the people will not have had a golden calf. The Bible said they made a golden calf in place of God. So when Moses came, the very first law that was in there was what they broke with. The Bible said Moses got angry and broke the tablet of stone. They are breaking all the laws. In other words, by law shall no man sustain. Are you still here? The force that he may establish. Now, he can't take away the force if the face was faultless. Thank you, Jesus. And in verse 9, then said he, Lord, I come to do the will of God. Take away the face. Now in verse 10, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the blood of Jesus Christ once and for all. See, sin is a bloody issue. Or better still, forgiveness is a bloody issue. It's not a confession issue. Did you hear me? Forgiveness of sin is what? A bloody issue. Not a confession. So if you like confession of sin for that to next year, you keep confessing those things you've confessed. Have you not been there before? So one say, can't think to people. Time for who confessed their sin to the Father. Who the Father confessed to? The Bishop. Bishop confessed to the Pope. Pope confessed to himself. God say, oh, I never sent you. My communication. Bloody issue. For sin to be forgiven, a man has to die. A man has to go to hell. A man has to defeat the devil. A man has to ascend into heaven. A man has to go to the throne of mercy and shed the blood there. Now, I've said this in passing before. I'm going to say we stamp on it now. The blood of Jesus was not shed on the cross of Calvary. What was shed there was the love of Jesus. Don't sing. At the cross I bow my knee, where your love was shed for me. Not his blood. There is no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. You have overcome the grave. You know if you use the highest place, what can separate me now? You taught the veil. You made a way. When you said that it is done, at the cross I bow my knee. Thank you. It was at the cross that love was shed. By the throne of mercy, the blood was shed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Where you stand together, everybody? Stand together, everybody. Want to go. By the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for all. Verse 11. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. Verse 12. But this man, which man? Jesus. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand. Hallelujah. In verse 13, from whence Paul expected to his enemies be made his footstool. In verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. I'm perfected forever. Ah, this wants to make you to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm perfected forever. I'm perfected forever. Is this not, hold on, this is not faith confession. It's a reality. I'm perfected forever. So when the devil comes with guilt to mock you and say, man, I'm perfected forever. Go with the God. Have you seen the gospel? Have you seen? I thought I'm reading the scripture. I tell. Ah, you can't be tired. In verse 15. Wherefore, the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after he has said, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, that I will put my law into their hearts, and in their mind will I write them. Verse 17, and their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Glory! You know, at this point, some people are angry, but will not send you. Don't be angry. So you mean now I can sin anyhow? Wait, let's get there. Don't let the devil deceive you. But until we get there, say their sins and their iniquity, I remember no more. Obviously, let me show you something. Let me drop a rhema now. Say, your sins and your iniquity will I remember no more. That scripture is not necessary. If God doesn't understand that we might sin. Did you see that? This is not an enablement to sin, but this is not the, it's called gospel and censor without the ifs and the buts. I tell you this, it's so easy to be a love preacher. I will threaten you with the Bible, threaten you with Holy Ghost fire, threaten you with if you sin, you die. Why me? I will seek be committing the sin that I ask you not to commit. And you will think I'm a powerful man of God. So what makes a man powerful is that he was able to teach the gospel as it is. So on this note, I'm a powerful man of God. But you think it's easy for you to remove yourself? No, pastors who preach God are people who call men attention to themselves. It's not easy for you to single yourself out and reduce yourself on the same quarter with your members and tell them that we are all saved by grace. Am I hearing saints? The salvation I have is the same you have. If you will go to hell, I will be in hell. Honest it. But I am in heaven. You are my neighbor. You are my yard people. You are my village people. Most of you don't understand. Don't you know we have village in heaven? Abraham's bosom. Don't you get? Well, sometimes we go to the village. Abraham's bosom. We go and see how things of old were done. I want to ask Abraham one question. Dad, what was in your mind when you took that knife to kill your son Isaac? Do you know that he will ask you not to be? I know his answer is going to be no. I will ask you, what if no voice came? Would have killed him? Now I will see him and Isaac now. Uncle? Isaac is our uncle. Don't you understand that? See, Bible story is not fables. They are real to us. Glory to God. You see, a depressed Christian is a child of God who have not begun to enjoy the fullness of God. Let me say it. Crisis in your life is a result of what you said with your mouth. Am I communicating? See, when I teach you faith confession, I'm not trying to just vibe you. I'm trying to let you know that your word rules your word. Any crisis you're passing through in this time of your life now is what you've said. And sometimes it's not even necessary that you verbalize it. You thought about it. Therefore, the believers will have what I call holy thoughts. The thought of that is going to come to your heart, but what do? You will put it out. Say, I don't think this way. I don't think this way. I sister that I shared in this morning some weeks ago, he said sometimes she will be there, think to herself, what if I don't have baby? No. Have your baby names handy. In fact, when my sister was going to do her name ceremony yesterday, I was almost tempted to name the daughter, my first daughter's name, Zara. Zara. My children, Zara Tara. That's the girls who said to that. For the guys, of course. My sister angel, hallelujah. The wisdom of God is progressive, hallelujah. I say, fella, the guy can't smoke, hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't think about it. Just smoke it, glory of God. I live by my name, glory to God. Peter! I named my son after my spiritual father, Peter. For he is a video rock. Piro. Batman. Brother. If I stone you, that, you know, you call poor Peter's that way. Peter, Peter, we don't call. Is he hear me? See, at the camp meeting, the guy that was taking the announcement was going to announce the website to order my papa's book. And he said, yo, just talk on www.peter. Just sorry, Dad. So that name was so heavy to call, just like that. Well, of course, it's a website. In fact, please look at it over here. I can't be the one that will dishonor God's servant. Am I communicating? When we teach you honor, it's not for us. Hear me. 100% of things I enjoy in life is because of honor. I said with all boldness, we are not rich. when it comes to honor. So doing that. If you leave me, I will take my kidney too. I can give my papa the wood. In case any of you don't feel me. I can die. Don't. If I die, no, you raise me up. Am I communicating? You are not teaching me what we are not doing. It's the devil that is blinding your eye not to see. Or better see, you see, but it's there not to honor. My communication. We'll come meeting. I have other people that see this. I mean, my Papa Bami. A bit for the past 6 years. But we'll come meeting and nobody thought of the fact that mom and dad they say that we see them in this company and probably will not be able to go for the test thing not doing online from SSO. Whether they will do it. I've got that. And it's a good answer. You know, honor is always accepted by everybody. But when it's not time for the commitment, I call with honor. What do I do? They say, no. We're not going to wait for birthday. For birthday, they're not honor for us. My communication. When they break your heart, what do you do?
Go back to it.
When you lose money, what do you do? When it's in deep, what do you do? Ah! We are back to the scriptures. Yes, they will stop the blood of Jesus. If you don't understand, don't worry. But we stand sure. We stand sure. We know they say, you see, crypto should be men who are, men who are in Christ. They are not in Christ and do crypto. You die before your time. You will see the blood of Jesus. As you open banners like this, you just see blood everywhere. People have been slain. Glory to God. The pastor was coming yesterday. At the point, we were talking. I just saw he was reading his phone. At the point, he became quiet. The man, what happened? They know this. I said, what happened? He doesn't know. I've seen it ahead. I've seen it before him. You see, there are stages to this thing. The way you see blood, but you're not bothered. But you know you have the blood of Jesus covering you. And that's why I breathed the blood of Jesus. You don't breathe blood, you be aware. The blood of Jesus is not for living, it's for sharing. And it could only be shed by one man. He can't shed blood. He can't share blood that he did not shed. Come again. He can't share blood that he did not what? Shed. So the only one who could share blood is what? The man who shed blood, which is Jesus Christ. And the blood he shed was for a particular reason, for the remission of sins. Remission means for forgiveness of sin. So, sir, is that good? But, sir, so you mean I can't come out with the blood of Jesus? No, you don't come out with blood of Jesus. You cover in the name of Jesus. But that's what he said yesterday. And he said, it's not at the mention of the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's not until you mention it that it becomes effective. We are actually in the name. It's an authority. It's a power. Glory to God. See, you have to retrain your kids. Our generation will depend on us. Don't share the blood everywhere. Blood on the tire, the windscreen. No, this car is protected in the name of God. No accident in the name of God. My child will go to school, they won't kick him in the name of God. But no way he's safe now. Hallelujah. Even in school, you pay 1.7 million and they still kill your child. That's why you must never. Now, Satan will not go and tell your mind and say, is government school that is safest? Nonsense. Government school is not in service. Let them go to private university. Private safety, nursing school. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. Your heart must first of all accommodate wealth before wealth will come into the heart. That's your DSU data. You've seen at Oba, Pagba, about 5 years ago, when they just go to Lagos, and if they wanted to put their kids in school, they search around. They were seeing school, but their heart did not connect with them. So from Faba, they have to drive to Lekki every now and then, every day. See, I pull a deliberate man. For the first 1 year of his children, they didn't go to school. Not first 1 year, like when they're supposed to resume school. They didn't go to school. I say, we'll homeschool them. They pause them, be basic. So fulfill. I'm not saying you should do that. See, God has to give instructions on particular instructions before you run with it. Say every morning we drive our kids to school. From 5 hours to 10, you know, it's more journey. They have to wake up around 4. For a whole 8 months. Until God and said, okay, this is a better school. So don't go and say, because they keep one boy now in a school in Lekki, and I say that you're not school in Lekki. Your skin or yet. Oh yeah, go. And I say, let me keep my posterity alive. My children will come to the school I finished from. They won't stay in the room I stayed with. Now I see your way are going that dad was here. And then I can say my dad was here. You think I'm making progress in life? What happened to Harvard? Stanford. Entrance. Don't know schools are good. No, yeah. X. To be fighting on Twitter, which one is better school? Nonsense. Are you still here? Let's progress. Good. Don't worry about it. I'm going to balance the time. Are you still here? Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed? I can't hear you. I said, are you getting blessed? By the way, I hope you know I wasn't going to read the scriptures, right? Are you saved? I will continue. Thank you, Jesus. See, their sins and iniquity we I remember no more. Now, where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Where this has been happened, where this has been instituted, there's no more what? Offering for sin. So what this implies is that you can't be offering for sin anymore because it has been paid in full. Paid in full. Thank you, Father. I say thank you, Father. Now he said again, having therefore boldness, having therefore burden boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus. How do we enter the holies? By the blood of Jesus. By the way, in the Old Testament, before Aaron or any of the priests could enter the holies of holies, they had to tie a girdle around his waist. Are you here? And his sons have to hold the rope, not facing him, but facing backward. Because if by mistake they see what is inside the holy of holy, they'll be struck dead. Am I communicating? If by mistake, and that is after everyone has already done the offering to sanctify himself first. And that will be sons. But now we enter into that same place by the blood. By the blood, that just means that by forgiveness of sin. Nobody ever, I will never call the mother now and say, the mother, let me wash with the blood of Jesus. I mean, blood of animal. Never in this life again. Even those people who say they are still under the law, did they wash with blood of animals? It's just those who are still in, they are in grace, but still have the feeling of the law. How many of you have worn a cap? Like you've worn a cap for so long, for a whole day. You wear a cap in your head for a whole day. You know that when you pull off that cap, you still feel that the cap is still on your head. You know, I remember something that happened one time again. We were still young. My dad bought, I don't know, my mom, but my dad bought a chicken. They bought a chicken. And, was this chicken or turkey? No, it's chicken. Chicken, right? So, my dad bought chicken and he bought the chicken for Christmas, but that Christmas there was so much abundance. Hallelujah. Glory with God. As I said abundance now, I begin to hear abundance in my spirit. In your house, there's abundance. I said there's abundance. Oh, the people who are taking it receive it right now. There's abundance. See, by word of prophecy, I said to you, this will be the most enjoyable Christmas of the years you spent. Thank you, Father. Have you seen God's presence? Also, there's abundance. Some people brought chicken for us, you know, brought turkey for us and all that. So we ended up not killing that chicken. And by the way, my job, my single job was to feed the chicken. And I did a good job. Hallelujah. I was feeding chicken very well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that, we couldn't kill the chicken for Christmas. No New Year. But so much abundance. I hear abundance again. There's so much abundance. There's so much abundance. You know, some of your parents are already worried about how this Christmas is going to be. Tell them that pastor said, that your dad said, there is abundance. Thank you for having said in God's presence. Now, quickly then, so we couldn't actually kill the chicken for the purpose. Then, after a while, he was now going to be killed by Easter. Don't forget that we tied the chicken at one corner of the house with a very big lock so that you can't be able to pull it off. So, after I come back for him to feed that chicken, so the day we're going to kill the chicken, we came and my sister actually caught the chicken without knowing he had caught the chicken. The chicken was still there. He didn't run away. He didn't run away. What happened to the chicken? He has gotten accustomed to stay in that place. He still feels that that thing is not only. So those churches who tell you don't wear trousers, you're going to hell, don't put on makeup, you're going to hell. In fact, that is not even the law, actually. It's the add-ons of the law. After Moses has seen that these people, once they just pay for the, hear me, Moses was angry because after they've not, donkey, and they were sick, they were all those things. Okay, after a while, you see, how can you say donkey yet you go to war? You keep. So after all those things, so don't, Moses became angry. So you have now, because you now know that at the end of the day, you're not going to do sin offering. In fact, now, number two, don't cut your hair, galas. Number three, don't plant maize and cassava together. Number four, if you're menses, don't come to church. Number five, don't eat catfish. Number six, some of you are looking at me. It's in the Bible. But that same chapter you heard that they say don't wear trousers, which the Bible never said. They don't wear that which pertains unto a man. He was just in the scriptures. When they say don't wear trousers, they don't wear trousers. It's only 19. See, don't be a local champion. Go to Scotland, men wear skirts. Pastors in Scotland preach with skirt on. Hallelujah. You know, sin can actually be geographical variable. When you go to Iceland, smoking is not a sin. That people smoke the glory of God in church. But it's too cold. One pastor once told me that the pastor invited him to my preaching in Iceland. He went to Iceland and he saw Pastor was just, Hallelujah. The glory of God. He said, which brand do you smoke? It's not do you smoke, it's which brand do you smoke? He said, sir, I came from her from Nigeria. We are smoking hot there. Thank you, Jesus. For balance sake, however, if your churches don't wear trousers as a doctrine of the church, but not a doctrine of Christ, please don't wear. If you wear, you're not sinning a sin against God, you're sinning a sin against the church, which is more dangerous. The church is the most formidable force in this world. Whatever grace you have, never rise against the church of God. If God rises, you are dead. I'm teaching about that in second service. In the contention service, don't miss second service. Everybody, but when you start, don't leave. Am I communicating? So nobody stopped you at the entrance now. Ask ladies, if I miss, come this side. No. In fact, it's so bad in the Old Testament that if a lady who is on her mercy sits in a chair and another person and a guy or another person who is on her mercy sit on that chair, two of them need to be quenched. Some people look at me like, Asa, what are you saying? It is in the scriptures. It says, you know, eat catfish. That catfish, can you see why those guys that eat catfish to be like devil? They don't have money, they go to the radio. They have long nails. Took everywhere. Over now, Mommy Joe is correct. You know, Mommy Joe have reason that one. Mommy Joe said that, not Mommy Joe, not Mommy. By the way, Alpha, glory to God, you can't be single in 2022. Sisters, you can't be single in 2022. Daddy have done it for us. We now have a dating app. Glory to God. If you don't know what to talk about, don't worry, it's not for you. Glory to God. And Sister Teresa, I'm 35 years old. I'm not sure the pastor. I need to put a prayer warrior for a serious relationship that will lead to Shiloh. That's amazing. See, I love it when the body of God begins to take initiative in their hands. People are making mock of it. Now, they're making fun of it because they feel it came from a church that is not that acceptance to the social culture. But that we should be celebrating is not the thing. You see, so a couple of weeks ago, people were fighting. Believers were fighting that Superman. How many of you watch Superman? Superman, the cartoon version of it. I hope you know that guy is gay now. The Superman cartoon is gay. You know, you don't know. He don't let Oye you. Read the news. Your short bet is Nairaland.com, okay? Read news. Every night, update yourself. Read what is going on in the world. Man, I'm current. I read about things. Okay? So, the owners of those cartoon networks changed the whole storyline and made the Superman to become gay. The cartoon one. Who watches cartoon? Our kids and you. And I would have said something now. And some people. Hallelujah. You know, who watches kids? So imagine they are already targeting the next generation to make them to accept that gay is normal. So Christians are making noise. You can't take this. We're going to sanction Walt Disney. We're going to do this. We're going to write a petition. You write a petition to a nation, a gay nation, to stop what they are doing. You can do that. So what's the way out? The way out is that believers should rise up and begin to create things here on earth. We should have movie industries that act. Movies that you will watch. You see, my approach to what the whole thing should be like, you're watching a movie, you can't tell whether it's a Christian movie or not, but at the end of it all, you are blessed. Don't you watch Tara Perry's movie? Tara Perry. That's one he did one time that trained so much. One woman was praying. She prayed so much for the husband or whatever. You watch movie, you shed tears of gladness, of joy, of anything. When they need to kiss, they will kiss. Something that say, I want to be an actor in Christ. Not going to kiss, not take it away. How if you watch movie with your parents and while growing up? So they were watching movie. When it's time, maybe you have to kiss or something. My dad will not send you an errand. Go and put the car on the fridge. We watch the TV. Oh, there was that. I don't know. Say we know pastor. Hallelujah. Some of you could teach your parents. Hallelujah. You see, parenting number two. Don't hide things from your children. Tell them why such things are not good. If you hide it, there is an inquisitiveness in kids. They will ask their friends. And their friends will tell them. Now, what their friends will tell them what they know. And what they know can never be the true thing. Are you here? If you want to teach about parenting, so what this means is that by default, you will get married. By default, you will have kids. I mean, this is a covering you have as a church. There are churches in this town, don't talk about this, 21 step to pass the exam. Are we talking about, talk about how to pass exam in this church. If you don't read that, you will fail. I'm here. I'm your pastor still. Of course, on Wednesday, I release grace on you. How many people are here on Wednesday? See, don't miss strategic meetings. Any day that says, be in church, better be in church. I've told you, the devil will stop you by all cost. Am I communicating? Just like this Wednesday again, we're going to do war zone. It's called war zone on Wednesday. We'll pray like madmen. I'll tell you, Pastor David, that see, there's nothing normal in this world. So, a couple of weeks ago, I told you I'm the good shepherd. So, a couple of weeks ago, they brought a guy from Ikoli to my house. And after 2 a.m., the guy was barking like a dog. I've heard about such stories before. I don't even need to believe them. I've seen videos after they say it was a skit. Barking like a real dog. In fact, the whole thing that came, I just skipped. After free praying, then I got a call. I said, who is this? He said, okay, what's up? Yes, sir. There's a problem. Okay, well, I don't know where I got that. When he said the guy was back in the door, I knew it's a demonic opinion. I said, bring him to my house. So on the way coming, police called them on the way. They thought they were going to use the guy to do juju. Do ritual. Because he fired them. Bam, bam. So when they brought him, they were going to my house. God just said to me, don't let them come to the house. Listen, in sensitivity, there's some spirit that should not come around you. You go to them. Do you hear me? By the virtue of me going to them, I've already conquered the way. I said, stop on the way. I'm coming right there. But when police call, the police have to follow them and come because I have to call the DPO for your police station and tell them there's something going on there. There's some coming to my house, but those guys call them. I have to call them. By the way, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Our influence is spreading. Where is Demola? Demola, pop that in. You see, yeah? This morning, he came to pick me from house with his car. They will go to the federal safety there, road safety there, and they stopped him. I wasn't looking at the look up. I saw, I wind down the back. I said, hello, I'm a pastor. He said, ah, to tell me, I know you're a man of God. Thank you, sir. He said, this is going to be globally. The whole world. You get to the airport and the embassy and say, I'm a son of the good shepherd. He said, go, the pastor. You're not catching it. Because you think what I'm saying now is to glorify myself. Stay there. They're filling the form online. He said, who's your guarantor? The good shepherd. You don't have to call my name. I'm the only one. The good shepherd. Say, you don't need the guarantor. You're guaranteed. Am I communicating? Hear me. In 2022, you will not borrow. And by action, this is what God said to me. See, don't miss any service provided you are in our year until we leave this town. Because 2022, God prepared us for 2021. 2022 is the year of manifestation. He will manifest in all sound in the name of Jesus. I'm not saying manifestation is the word for the year. The word for the year. He passed me. God gave me once his, then I accompanied. God added a surname to the name. You're going to have two balanced ones. Are you here? Let's just continue, right? I'm digressing too much. Thank you, Father. So I want to ask, can you guys permit me to just enter second service straight up? Just starting the second service straight up? Is that fine by you? We just have just a moment of just worship, just telling worship, then we'll just get into that. Let me continue. Thank you, Jesus. Are you here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember this teaching of good men. I say hallelujah. 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 Where you see shadows, what happens? It means the substance is around. They come. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus has been around. Thank you, Jesus. Let me show that. In John chapter 1, verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. By implication, that means in the word that God said, let there be, and God said, and God dissolved, and God dissolved. The word that comes out of God's word is what? Jesus. Am I teaching good this morning? I say, am I teaching good this morning? You're getting up. Be on your feet right now. Be on your feet, everybody. You want to get into the food.
We hope you've been blessed by God's word. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NG. Remain blessed.